In a little series I've been preaching, and today we had this special day, but I always like to have some time in the Word. If you come to church, at Fellowship Church, you're going to get some time in the Word. Got it? Okay? I love the music. Nobody, I love it. But I'm in a series called Change My Mind, and we will continue the series. It's a look a little bit all over, but really we'll take some cues from the book of Philippians. It's a great book. And so without getting too much involved, there's just one verse I'd like to leave you with. I don't know about you, but my struggle is my mind. My mind. And maybe not everybody does that or has it like I got it. But I don't know if it was growing up the way I grew up or some of the trauma I've had in my life. I mean, just thinking about it, I feel like crying almost right now. Some of the struggle I've had. But God is good to us. He helps us with our mind. Now for me, my mind isn't like thinking like crazy La La Land or going extreme. For me, here I am, and I can just get a little off kilter and thinking a negative thought or a bad thought. And a lot of times, it'd be with my wife. And she's right here today, sitting up close. Normally, I'm running and she's running. And when I married her years ago, I told her, I said, sweetie, it's 13 years ago. We'd both been hurt real bad. And I told her, I said, this is what I do. I pastor. I'm not marrying you so you can be the pastor's wife. Marrying you because I love you and you love me. And you had the little kids, little girls, and I adopted them with you. And that's what I wanted to do. Now, I didn't know she had the talents that you have, doll, that you can lead these big events, that you do everything, but I love you. Okay? But sometimes I can get something in my mind, an expectation that I might have out of her. Like maybe I say, I love you, or I can do something, and I might not hear her say it back to me, or just the way I think it should be, and my attitude can suck. Y'all hear me or not? Would anybody make me feel comfortable right now and say, boy, I do that too, Gary, sometimes. Thank you. But you know, how many know that I am totally different than Kim? How many would raise their hand and say, two different people there or not? More than those two. So I'm a talker. I'm very emotional. I touch. I'm active. I'm very like that. She's quiet. Love has a different language, doesn't it? But sometimes I can have these expectations. And it's not just with her, but generally speaking, when my mind goes south, it's always with a person. Y'all hear me or not? Say. That's just the way it is. And it's usually they didn't live up to my expectation. That's pitiful, ain't it? But the problem is, that's your problem too, a lot of you. Here's the good thing. You can change your mind. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creature, a new creation. Old things are what? Passed away. And all things are what? Become new, or they're becoming new. And so, it's not that you're way over here. No, it's just a little off. But here's the good news. If it's a little off that does it bad for you, it ain't that far to go to get it right. Yes or no, amen. So, I want to help you with one verse. One verse. I wouldn't have been so personal, but you're right there. Okay? One verse that helps me change my mind. And I want to share it with you today. It's Philippians 4, verse 8. Now, you might know that, but I'm going to act like you don't know anything. How about that? So, it's called Think on These Things. Say that out loud. What? Say it with me. Think on these things. One more time. Think on these things. Well, what are these things? It's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. I'd like you to say it with me. You ought to memorize this verse. It's a long one. But if you want to change your thinking, if you want to get you some help, here is help for you today. Here's a great verse. Say it with me. Finally, brethren or sistern, okay? Whatsoever things are true. Come on. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what does it say? Got it? Okay. How many would say that's sort of a verse you like too, a favorite verse of yours that helps you? Let's do another test. How many is one of your favorite verses because you're sort of screwed up? Let me see some hands. Oh, look at you. There you go. There you go. I'd like to break it down real quick. Not going to preach all day. Okay? Not at all. Here we go. Let's look at each one of those words. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are, would you sit with me? Okay, just remember this. Our hearts are desperately wicked. There's no doubt that I have expectations and that I can bend to the negative because my heart is desperately and deceitful and it's wicked. But so is yours. Did you hear me? Okay. So what can we do about that? The Bible says, you know, we're not to put our trust in man because the arm of flesh will blank. What's the word? Fail you. Got it? And so we have to have our belief system in a higher situation, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, whatsoever things are true, what does that word mean? True. I need to think this way. Literally, it means what God says. Say, I matter. I have value. I'm loved. Does God love you? Yes or no? Yes or no? Did He give His Son for you? Yes or no? Absolutely. You got to think that way. Got it? You hear me? You think on things that are true, not on things that come from your heart or your deceitful heart that are negative. Yes, sir. Are y'all hearing me today? Okay. Let's look at another one. Whatsoever things are what? Honest. 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 You know another good word there is respectful. Respectful. For example, with me and Kim, when it didn't just go like I think it ought to be. My mind, you know how it can do, unfortunately. But it's not respectful. It's not disrespectful for us to think an ill thought or negative of one another. Did y'all hear me or not? It's not. It's not respecting Him either. It's not respecting the Lord. So when it says that, whatever things are honest, not something your mind made up. Yes or no, amen. Yes or no? I could talk all day on this. Whatsoever things are just. Say that word. Whatsoever things are what? What's that word mean? It means right. Think on things that are right. Here's a great verse. Seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, the kingdom of God, and all these things will be what? Added unto you. Seek His kingdom first, and then all these other things will be added unto you. And His righteousness. Say it with me. What is Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So think right. That's a great another word for that word just. Think right things. When you find yourself thinking a wrong thought, guys, it's a battle. Yes or no? But to take that wrong thought, well, it ain't that wrong. Well, it is wrong. You're out of whack. And think a right thought. Bring it into submission to the Lord. Look at another one. Whatsoever things are pure. Blessed, Jesus said, are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That word pure to me, when I dial down on that word right here in this verse, it really speaks of humility. It speaks of humility. Be humble enough to tell yourself you're a nut. Be humble enough to do that. You're not thinking right, man. Tell the Lord, help me. My thinking ain't right. I'm not helping myself. I'm not helping my marriage. And be humble enough to tell the one, whether it's a wife or another person, I wasn't doing right, wasn't thinking right. I'm wrong. Is that okay or not? That's if you want to change. Got it or not? Or you can still be bullheaded. Keep looking. Whatsoever things are what? What's the first four word letters of that word? Think love, not rejection. Think love, not hate. Think love. Think love. Got that or not? How should I think? Well, we're learning today, aren't we? And it's not just one thing. It'd be great if you know, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are true. The Apostle Paul, on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, knew that one word wasn't going to cut it. We're that crazy. We need a lot of slices in this pie to make it happen. So think love. Amen? And when I see you, this wasn't planned, was it? You're never going to set up here again, are you? It's over. But she speaks a little different language than me. I asked her to get something for me. I was watching the ball games yesterday. I love football. Even if the Vikings ain't playing, I'm still a happy man. I was watching football, and I didn't want to get up, didn't want to go nowhere. And I knew she'd be out, and I said, would you get me some drinks and some stuff? And I'm all enthralled in that ball game. And she came home after doing a bunch of different things, not one thing, a bunch of things. And she had just what I asked for. That sounds like love to me. Y'all hear me? That's me being able to see and just change my thinking a little bit. Now, I know you probably are sitting here today thinking, boy, that, like just so you folks that don't hear me preach often, you're probably thinking, that pastor's a real creep. The way I preach is out of my life. I don't do this all the time. I don't struggle all the time. But if it means me humbling myself and opening myself up to you even more, if it will help you to be able to be better and to change your mind, I'm willing to come on down a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's okay. Praise the Lord. It's the way it is. Let's look at the last couple. I got to quit. Whatsoever things are of what? I think the word is right there in the way we should think. We should think how? Good. Good. We always have a choice, don't we? We can think the bad. We can think, oh, you didn't meet my expectation. It wasn't the way I was thinking. Or you have the choice to switch your thinking a little bit and think good. Yes or no, amen. How many could use this today? Let me see some hands. I could use this, Pastor. Man, y'all as screwed up as I am. I like this last part. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, it'd be nice if our thinking could, that word virtue, it has the idea of lift it up. Lift it up. Wouldn't it be nice if our thinking could be, we're thinking lifted up thoughts toward that person or that situation with those people instead of the opposite? I'm not saying walk around with, you know, like you're a space cadet, not dealing with reality. I'm not talking about that at all, guys. I'm talking about your life being sometimes a mess because you don't take this stuff seriously. Amen? So up thoughts. Say that with me. Up what? Up. Think up, not down. If there be any virtue, or if there be any what? Praise. Praise. And ultimately that praise goes to the Lord. Amen? And then it says these words out loud. Think on these things. Let's say it one more time, the whole verse. I was more than 5 minutes, but here we go. Here we go. Let's say it one more time. Can I have that verse up there? Would you say it out loud with me? Out loud, but not too fast. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just or right, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue up, if there be any praise, do what? Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Real brief, not long. I was good. I was a good man today. Let's stand on up. Praise the Lord.